Good morning, boys and girls. I am so happy you're here today. It makes me so happy to see you every Sabbath. That just makes me so happy, and I look forward to it. Do you know I look forward to seeing you every Sabbath? I do. Now, I have a question for you. Has your mommy or daddy ever given you a gift for no reason? Really? What did you get? Oh, very nice. What did you get, Hannah? You forgot. Well, it is so nice to get gifts for no reason, just for no other reason than your mommy and daddy love you very, very much. Now, I got a gift from Jesus about a week and a half ago. And it may seem like a small gift, but it meant a lot to me. Now, I love oranges. Specifically, I love Cara oranges. Have you ever had one of those? They're so sweet, and they're pink on the inside. Oh, they're just so good. I love Cara oranges, and you cannot find them all the time. Well, I went to the store, and I thought, oh, they had such nice Cara oranges last week. Oh, I hope they have them this week. And I went into the store, and to my horror, all of the oranges were moldy in this big bin of oranges. And I was just like, oh, no Cara oranges for me this week. And I thought, well, maybe I'll get some apples. I really wanted some Cara oranges. But I thought, well, I'll get apples this week. And do you know what I found in the apples? I found one bag of unspoiled Cara oranges. And I was immediately, I was like, God moved that bag of oranges before all the other ones got moldy. He moved them and put them with the apples so they wouldn't get spoiled so that I could come and get my favorite oranges. Now, that was a very nice gift from Jesus, wasn't it? And I was so very thankful. It wasn't something big, but it was something he did just so I would know that he loves me very much. Now, I want to pray with you kids this morning because I know Jesus loves you very, very much. More than your mommy, more than your daddy, more than all your grandparents. Jesus loves you so much, you can't even imagine how much he loves you. He is so very precious. And do you know what he said? He said that I am able to do exceeding abundantly above what you can ask or think. What an awesome God we serve. So I want to pray with you this morning. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the nice gift of oranges that you gave to me. And I ask, Lord, that you will open your hand wide to these children and to all of us here, that you will show us your loving care and your watch care. You know each heart. You know what will be meaningful to each child, to each adult here. And I ask that you will just pour out a blessing so big that we just won't be able to do anything but look up and smile and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. That was so kind. We really love you, Jesus. Thank you for all you have done and all you will do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may go back to your seats.
Thank you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed they mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for they shall be filled, or for they shall be, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is our class. We have class Bible memorization at 2:30, and we start in a brand new unit. So we invite everyone to come out, because we are blessed, and I enjoy it. It is just such a blessing. Thank you.
Prayer. If you have a blue card, you can bring it up front at this time. Father, we thank you so much for this Sabbath day, this day that you set aside to be with us and to bless us and to help us to be a blessing to others. Lord, we thank you for the Bible memorization class and the Beatitudes we just heard. We pray that you would be with each one here and help them to work for those Beatitudes, to seek that they might be righteous, to mourn for their sins. We pray that you would be with the service today, that you would be with each person that is here today as we hear the message, that you would help them to hear what they need to hear. We pray for those that couldn't make it for whatever reason, that you would be with them and that you would bless them this day and that you would keep them. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. And we come in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Happy Sabbath, church. I presume this is on. If not, I'll just speak louder. It's time for our offering this morning, and I would first of all like to remind you there's a slip of paper that you've put five names on. Be sure to put that in with the offering this morning for that nominating committee large group. And in our offering appeal this morning, it kind of extends the thought of beginning a new year, as I briefly touched on last week, and I will read this for you first of all this morning. Our local church budget is actually the emphasis for the offering this first Sabbath of the new year. In many parts of the world, Christmas was not over until yesterday. In Spain, for instance, January 6th is Three Kings Day. Since 1885, Spain has organized an annual parade to honor Melchor, Gaspar, and Balthazar, who, according to tradition, brought presents to Jesus. Many are glad for one more opportunity for gifts. Yet, many people go into debt because of gifts, parties, and emergencies during the holiday season. The average credit card debt for this holiday season is around $1,000. 60% of all debt holders carry the balance, which transitions into a 10-year debt when paying the minimum required. 54% reported that it stresses them, I would imagine. Many believers also struggle with debt due to family emergencies, good intentions, or bad decisions. When they live from paycheck to paycheck and feel that there is too much month at the end of the money, God's cause suffers. Is there a better way? The answer is yes. Recognizing one's condition, praying for wisdom, and seeking help from God-fearing financial counselors and coaches could be a start. Let's pray as the Apostle Paul, that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe him, who believe. Ephesians 1:18 and 19. May you and I choose faithfulness in God in 2017. At this time, the ushers will collect the offering. I would like to add that I've been made aware this morning that we are getting very close to having things in place to put up a radio tower. It's the last step. I will let you know we don't have enough funds for the construction bid we have. So if you feel impressed this month to make that happen, I would encourage you to do that as part of our church budget or as a special. And we thank you very much. our kind and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Sabbath day and this privilege we have to come and worship you. We thank you for the opportunity to return to you what you have given us. And I pray that you would bless the givers and the gifts, and you would multiply these funds to do your work, that you would help us to finish that work. I pray that you would help us to be drawn closer to you in this new year and follow as you lead us. For I pray in Jesus' name.
I measured out my days. Life carried me alone. In my soul I yearn to follow God, but knew I'd never be so strong. I look hard at this world to learn how heaven could begin. Just to end where I began, where human efforts is all in vain. Were it not for grace, I can tell you where I'd be, wandering down some pointless road when my ways with my salvation up to me. I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running but losing the race, were it not for grace. So here is all my praise, expressed with all my heart, offered to the friend who took my place and ran across that I could not start. And when he saw in full just how much his love would cost, he still went the final mile between me and heaven, so I would not be lost. Were it not for grace, I can tell you where I'd be, wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me. I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running but losing the race, were it not for grace. Forever running, but losing the race. Were it not for grace.
Today's scripture reading is Genesis 25, verse 29 through 34. And Jacob sought pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red porridge, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day," and he swear unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
As the video that we will be watching today is getting ready, as the screen is turned on, everything's getting ready, let me just introduce our speaker. How many of you are already familiar with the name Randy Skeet? Many of you are. Now, Randy was at the GYC during this past week, a week ago, last weekend, and he was one of the main speakers there. Randy, a short sermon for him would be 45 minutes. This is a short sermon. But it's a powerful message, and I think that you will be very blessed if you listen intently, carefully. And when he speaks, you will notice that he reads a lot of scripture. But he doesn't read it. He has memorized it all. He has gotten into the Word. He knows it all in terms of whatever he presents from Scripture. He's looking at you. He doesn't look down at the book. He speaks with conviction. And I just pray that you will listen intently because he will have a challenging message. And I want you to be aware that after the message today, there will be a call. Randy never has a message without a call. And you've learned lately that I never have a message without a call. And so keep in mind, as you listen prayerfully,